Helen in New York has a wallpaper question. What can we do for you?
Yes, I had wallpaper removed, and the sizing was still on the wall, but it was painted over. What can be done about that? But the paint is not, you know, not smooth.
So is the paint sticking, or you don't like the fact that you can see the seams and it looks like there's still wallpaper?
You can still see the sizing.
Right, so you want to try to cover that up.
I want to try to get rid of all of that, yeah.
Well, if you want to try to get rid of it, your best bet is to probably score the sizing first. There's a product out there called a Paper Tiger. It's like a circular handheld tool that has a lot of little blades on it. And you score that wallpaper, and then you would rent a steamer, like a wallpaper steamer, and you would steam that wall to sort of loosen up the adhesive on the backside, and all of those little cuts and perforations that you've made on the sizing itself will allow that moisture to get behind it. And then you can peel away those strips. Now, it's a time-consuming project, and chances are when you get done with it, the wall is still going to have a little bit of, you know, residue from glue, and you can try to clean that up with TSP, which is trisodium phosphate. That might get a little bit of it off, but you may still have some unevenness on that wall surface, and if you do, that's okay. I mean, there's really, you know, not much you can do about it. You can sand, you can try your best to sort of freshen it up. But I would cover over it, you know, prime first and then paint with a flat finish. Because if you go anything higher than a flat, you're going to notice every, you know, uneven surface because of the sheen in the paint.
Yeah. Okay. And another thing, how can I wash my windows without making them streaky?
Do you use paper towels? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Try using black and white newspaper. You know, be really careful when you get around the panes by the, you know, the painted areas, because sometimes the newspaper ink can transfer. But that, I mean, there's something miraculous about newspaper that makes it so it doesn't get streaky. And also, you can use vinegar and water rather than using a window cleaning product.
Ah, vinegar and water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'll try that. Okay.
All right. Good luck with that project, Helen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.